Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Tim Estes today of Estes Financial Services. Reach out to the team as always by giving them a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. As always, you can find them on social media as well. If you look up Estes Financial Services, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and for past episodes of the show, and for more information about your retirement, go to estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. Tim, welcome back to the podcast. Good to have you on as always.
Glad to be here. 2018 is starting out with a bang. We're loving life and living large, and we're excited to see what 2018 brings us this year. So we're rocking and rolling and ready to go.
Rocking and rolling. That's what I like to hear for a new year. You're rested up. Christmas season's over. You're ready to come back, go to work, get back helping people with their retirements, with their financial future. First topic of 2018, I guess, on today's podcast. I would like to talk about real estate and retirement planning. I think real estate can play an important role in your retirement plan. It can, but I'd like to talk about how you should view the importance of real estate strategies in that plan. I know it's tricky. It depends on the person. Let's just get in a little bit to the concept of real estate and retirement planning. So, Tim, I'm just going to kind of go through a few items here, and I'd like to know, do you think these are a good strategy, a good element to be incorporated into a plan or not? You know, why or why not? So the first one, just rental property. That's incredibly popular, I think, these days. A lot of people like to have rental properties as an extra line of income. Is that a good idea?
Well, I'm going to preface just about everything I say with it depends. Rental properties can be a very good way to supplement your retirement income. It depends on where the property is. It depends on if you have good renters. You know, I've had a lot of my clients that all they invested in was real estate. And I'm going, you might want to consider being a little bit diversified. They have too much in nothing but real estate and in rentals. So rentals can play a nice supplement to your retirement income. You just don't, in my opinion, want to depend on it 100% as your only source of retirement income. You know, I've got what people call the terrible T's, you know, the toilets, the trash, the tenants, the taxes. Those are all issues that you have to worry about or think about when you're dealing with rental property. Some people may find it exciting to be able to deal with that or have to deal with that. Others are going, you know, I'm just tired of doing that. And so there's strategies that we can use if you are in rental property where you can get out of those properties and do it very tax efficiently. So if that's something that our listeners are interested in, we can certainly sit and chat about that.
Now, Tim, you said something really interesting there, the T's of real estate planning. Go through those one more time.
Taxes, you got to pay property taxes. Tenants, you're always going to have issues with tenants. Either they're bad tenants or no tenants. Then you have trash. They leave trash around, so you have to worry about getting the trash out. And so I call it the terrible T's, the tenants, the trash, the taxes, you know, all the things that are a negative to owning rental property.
Yes. And that's not to say there's no good. It's just to say that it's easy to romanticize this idea of, oh, I'm going to put some money in this and walk away, and that's just not how it works. And I think I've always heard financial planners talk a lot about the idea that if you already have rental property and it's something you've done, something you enjoy doing, by all means, have at it. You kind of know what you're doing. But if you're just starting out and you're about to retire or have just retired and this is kind of the new business venture for you, you may want to think about that before you dive in because it's a lot of work and can be more of a headache if you don't have a good plan for it.
It sure is. It's a lot of work. I'm speaking from the voice of experience. I've done the rental property thing. I had at one point four different rentals, and believe me, I was never happier than the day that I got rid of the last one. simply because of the terrible tease. You know, it was a lot of work. A lot of reward, but a lot of work.
So, Tim, moving along here, what about a home equity line of credit? Is a home equity line of credit something that you would recommend be part of a plan? I bet I can already guess the answer here.
Once again, my answer is going to be
it depends.
Yes. On the whole, I'm not a big fan of a home equity line of credit. And the reason is you can get yourself into financial straits real quickly, especially if you have check writing capabilities off of it. Oh, well, I'll just tap it a little bit for, you know, $1,000 here or $2,000 here. Oh, you know, I think that new bass boat looks good. So you write another check off of your home equity line of credit for that. And the next thing you know, it's maxed out. We get a downturn in the economy and the mortgage people are going, you need to be coming up with some money. And now you're underwater. They serve a purpose. They can serve a purpose, but you have to have the discipline. And that's the big word, discipline, to not abuse it. You know, so it depends. But I would lean or tend to stay away from it. Manage your money appropriately. Budget your money appropriately so that you don't need a home equity line of credit would be my best advice.
Now, another tool that I find interesting, Tim, is a real estate investment trust. And kind of before you make your recommendation there, I'd enjoy it if you could just maybe give a little bit of an explanation about what that is, because I've heard a lot of people who want to get into the real estate space say that this is a good tool if you don't want that headache of owning a rental property. You may disagree. I'd be curious to hear your thoughts.
I actually like real estate investment trusts. In this low interest rate environment, it's a great way to have income from some type of rental. And a real estate investment trust can be invested in anything. It can be invested in apartments. It can be invested in big box stores like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a Best Buy or something like that. It can be invested in office buildings, Class A type office buildings. So there's a very big, broad variety of different real estate investment trusts, or what we call in the industry REITs. And it just depends on what you're looking for. But they do provide a very, very nice dividend that is a good, solid income stream. And I've used it in a lot of my clients' portfolio. I've seen dividends paying anywhere from 4.75 up to 6-7%. Well, when you can barely get a 0.5% interest rate on a CD at a bank, you know, if you're looking at a 4.5-5% dividend coming in from a real estate investment trust, that gets pretty attractive. Now, you don't want all your money in there. You know, we're very prudent of how we talk about it and how we use it in portfolios, but we're very cautious on that. But they do serve a purpose and they do have a place in a very diversified financial plan.
And Tim, this next tool here, I think can be, I don't know if controversial is the word, but I just know people have different opinions on it, and that is a reverse mortgage on a home.
A reverse mortgage, or what they call in the industry a HECM, it's a home equity mortgage, is do your homework. You need to be very careful on these.
Do your homework.
I don't really want to use them if I can avoid it for my clients, and we don't do them, but we have associates in the mortgage industry that do, and you're in dire straits if you're having to use a reverse mortgage. And sometimes that is the case. You know, you have somebody that may have come across a bad financial situation where their portfolio is not providing adequately, and so through no fault of their own, they don't have enough assets to help them live the life that they need to live. And so the only option they have is to use a reverse mortgage. They just have to understand all the different restrictions to it and understand that somewhere down the road, somebody's going to have to pay the piper. And that's usually your heirs. But it is a tool that can be used. I just like to use it very, very sparingly, because it is such a drastic step. But if you need the income, then it is a tool that can be used.
I like that, Tim. Go out and do your homework. You know, I've heard about several different ideas in life that they're not wrong, they're just not wise. And I think that could maybe be said about this reverse mortgage. You have to be careful with it. It could fit your situation, but more often than not, you could be asking for a whole heap of trouble, as they say, if you go into that. So just go in with your eyes open, do your homework. And finally, Tim, the concept of house flipping. I know that's all over HGTV today. It's a way to make a quick buck, as they say, but it's hard work. I mean, is that something you'd recommend getting into?
Oh, boy. That is a very, very difficult way to make money because of the popularity. To go out and try and find a house that is way undervalued, and it needs to be way undervalued, and then go in and do the remodeling, do the work to be able to fix it up so that it is pristine so that you can turn around and sell it. Here's the problem that you might run into. You go in, you find a property, you do all this work, and your judgment was just a little bit off. And now you've put all this money in and you're listing it at about 20% above what the market will bear. And now you've got an empty place with a mortgage and nobody's looking to buy it. So it's a really good way to get yourself into some serious financial straits if you're not careful. So if you want to do it, just be very, very aware that it's going to take a lot of hard work, and you better make darn sure you understand and know the real estate market that you're buying in. You know, and real estate markets vary from neighborhood to neighborhood. I mean, you could be in one part of town and houses are selling like gangbusters, and you could go across a major thoroughfare, and like here in Fort Worth, you could be on one side of I-30 and the market is hot, and you can go across the other side and houses are sitting on the market for a year to 18 months before they sell. Well, you may think, oh, gee, I'll buy where the houses aren't selling because it'll come back. There may be deeper issues that you don't recognize. So it's not for the faint of heart, let's put it that way.
That's a good way to say it, not for the faint of heart. I mean, the Metroplex is massive and just sprawling city. And so you could be on one side of town or the other, like you're saying, Tim. I think that's important to keep in mind. And the other thing is these shows we watch on TV just make it look so easy. I mean, they make it look like it's something that everybody should do. You hear those commercials on the radio. I mean, right here in the Metroplex, we have Chip and Joanna Gaines, who seems like they can just take a whole heap of garbage and turn it into the most beautiful home you've ever seen. And also, I think, you know, you're in this stage of life where you're looking for new hobbies, new ways of making income, but you have to be careful, and you need to make sure that as you're building your financial plan, that these concepts fit into your unique situation. If you're someone who's set up for flipping houses or rental properties, then have at it. If you're not, you may want to do your homework before diving into a new business venture as you're getting ready or have already retired. And of course, Tim, I know that's something that you and Bree can help folks with at Estes Financial Services. All you have to do is give Tim and Bree a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Come in, get your questions answered about real estate and your retirement plan. Learn about rental properties, home equity lines of credit, real estate investment trust, the gamut. Learn everything you need to know to get yourself set up in retirement to live that abundant life that we talk about here on the show. If you'd like to learn more about any of those concepts or any other questions you have about your finances, give them a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Well, Tim, we thank you for joining us on another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast, and we'll look forward to doing another one with you.
Absolutely, and look forward to seeing our listeners. And just remember, go out and lead an abundant life.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.